Blog Talk Radio.
What is it? Young man, 35
riders. That's why, will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I'm going to get some more. Can't be broke. That's why, I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Just blessing. Now I'm shining. I'm running like it's nuts. Why,
I hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's a name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the law, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking. That's why.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, ain't going get some more. Can't be broke. That's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept me blessing. Now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nuts. That's why. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, ain't going get some more. Can't be broke. That's why. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept me blessing. Now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nuts. Why?
Remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now was Kush only. Grind hard, hustle hard, push, homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause I'm a ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young man can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run the city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nuts. That's why I will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Kept hustling, now I'm shining. Nothing like it's nuts. Why
I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit, hustle. Legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own, hustle.
Spins, what's happening, man? You feel? I told the whole squad, man. I say,
damn right, I got it, got it. Damn right, I got it, got it. Damn right, I got it, got it. Damn right, I got it. Damn right, I got it, got it. Damn right, I got it, got it. Damn right.
breakfast. Won't say you no extra. Say she fuckin' with me cause the real niggas her preference. Drinkin' like I'm from Texas. And you know I stay flexin'. And if you don't know, I go by titties. West. West.
Damn right, I got it. Got it. Damn right, I'm got it. Click full of killers. Please don't get us excited. Yeah, we're smoking loud. So lame niggas be quiet. And if you fuck with us, we gon' start up a ride.
DJ Spin Addict.
Loud, I back out and click clack. Court date, chill trial. My rep is a reptile. Now later, alligators. I step on the work like a stepchild. Pimps up, toes down. Make your girl pull her clothes down. Her hair down and I'm down. Her phone off, so don't die. This right here is that no style. I don't know how I do this shit. I'm true to this. True religion, they taking swag with no permission. All year, it's Gucci season. G's on my belt buckle. Cocaine on my left knuckle. Kill your bear, what's left of you?
Damn right, I got it, got it. Damn right, I'm fighting, fighting. Click full of killers, killer. Please don't get us excited. Fight. Yeah, we're smoking loud. So lame niggas be quiet. And if you fuck with us, we gon' start up a ride.
Welcome to The Cut on G14 Radio. Goes down every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, and 9 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. I'm your host, Onyx, and I got the co-host, Golden Face, on the line. What's good?
Yo, what's the deal, girl? How you doing?
I'm just glad to all the mics is working and everybody. That's all. I'm happy. You know, it's the little things that make me happy.
You know, Blog Talk is a trip sometime, man, but we're going to get through it. Hopefully we don't, you know, have any instances like we did last week on the show, but hopefully they act right this week, you know? Got a lot of things to get into.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, most definitely. And most excitingly, this weekend, ATL, Shotty going down, Club Rain. This is The Cut via Global14.com, which is Jermaine Dupri's social networking site, interactive site, lots of groups for you to join and get involved in. And what I'm referring to is actually there is an event happening this Saturday at Club Lane. So if you want to be a part of that event, RSVP, get to Global14.com right now. Make sure you sign up and RSVP so you can be a part of the party too and check out and see what we got going on. Golden, you said you was coming up from Orlando, I believe. Is that correct?
I might make the trip up there, you know what I'm saying? Interact with everybody on the site. Check out all the lifers. Check out Jermaine. You know, I'm really contemplating it, man. It's like always on the wind with me. So Atlanta ain't nothing but a hop, skip, and a jump. So we'll see what happens.
All righty. Well, everybody, again, listening tonight, thank you. A special guest coming on tonight, former Rockefeller recording artist, Val, will be joining us live. Definitely excited about him. It's going to be a dope interview. So much knowledge. He has so much history behind him. So for everybody that is familiar with Val and his music, you're going to be excited about what he's bringing to the table today. Golden, I know that you are a huge fan of Rockefeller Records and a whole dynasty.
Yeah, and I'm a big Jay-Z fan, man. And, you know, during the Rockefeller days, you had to love all that, what was going on musically, you know what I'm saying? And Rel was a big part of that. So definitely looking forward to speaking with Rel, talking to him, asking a few questions about the Rockefeller days, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, those were some inspirational days when you talk about music, you know what I'm saying? You can't talk about music in the 90s. Without talking about Rockefeller Records, so excited about that.
Oh, yeah. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Well, before we bring Rel on and he drops his new track that he has this week, he's going to do that with us. I do want to kind of mention a couple of things that was popping off in the charts. You already know how we do it, Billboard Music, getting right into it. But you got Carly Rae Jepsen with the Hot 100 with the Call Me Maybe joint. Katy Perry is back on the scene in the pop charts with Wide Awake. On the radio charts, you have Maroon 5 featuring Wiz Khalifa with Payphone. That's been there consistently. And the number one R&B hip-hop song and number one on the rap charts is Mercy, Kanye West, featuring everybody, Big Sean and Pusha T, 2 Chainz. And the number one R&B hip-hop album right now is Nas with Life Is Good. So, all right, still Nas on top, doing what he got to do. How about
gotta love that, man. Anything? Shout out to boy Nas. Still doing it, man. So many years in the game, still hitting number ones. Gotta love that, man. One of my favorite MCs of all time, so excited about that. And you know we have some mixtapes to drop. You know, mixtapes always come out, man. Artists is pushing them out like weekly, you know what I'm saying? So we got 2 Chainz pushing one out called Face Off. You know, that's gearing up for the album he got coming out here shortly. French Montana got a joint called King Montana. Jeremiah, you know, the R&B crooner, he got one called Late Nights with Jeremiah. And I heard that was pretty dope. So I'm going to check all 3 of these out. All of these guys are talented, so see what they got cooking up before they drop their albums.
Yeah, I definitely want to check out Mr. Jeremiah. He is so talented. And doesn't get enough credit as well. And then, you know, 2 Chainz, like you said, he's always doing something, and he does a pretty good job of marketing and getting ready for anything. He's got big coming up, so shout out to 2 Chainz. I think we were talking the other day, you talked about him reinventing himself and his style. We kind of went deep into that, and it was interesting. We got to talk about that one day on the show when we have some more time. And then French Montana, you know, I dig him. I like what he got going on, so shout out to everybody dropping the mixtape this week. Well, again, we are going to bring him on tonight in a couple minutes shortly. We'll go ahead and take a quick break, get ready for him to call in and get right, and then we'll come back with the interview on Global 14 Radio to Cut. Also, if you have any questions or comments, make sure that you call us up right now. Go ahead and get in the queue, 760-913-4119. And before we go to the break, Golden, if you want to let the audience know about the beautiful music segment, so we're not going to do that tonight. I did have a girl hit me up on Twitter, and I told her to holler at you. So, and you can let everybody know what that is.
Yeah, we're going to be coming back with some different things. I'm actually tweaking that right now. So, really excited about what's about to come up with the beautiful music segment again. But for those that are not familiar with it, basically we interview the models right here on the radio show, your favorite video vixens, models, girls that have graced the videos of your favorite artists, graced your favorite magazines, and get their perspective on the industry, get their perspective on the entertainment game. Basically, a lot of these girls never get a chance to be heard. So, you know, you get to talk about what they got going on in their life, whether it's school. You know, some of these girls have been in the military. Some of these girls have kids. Some of these girls are graduates with master's degrees. You never know till you speak to them. So we're giving them a platform to speak. And if you want to be a part of that, just hit me up on Twitter, THAGLUE, the glue. We're going to make it happen. It's an exciting segment. I love the perspective that they give on the game. We don't get to talk to them a lot, so I always look forward to that. That'll probably be back next week, as a matter of fact, so look forward to it.
All right. Shout out to my ladies. Also, if you're an artist and you're also someone out there doing something, you just want to be heard, just want to be featured, just want your music played, I definitely hit myself up. Global14.com is where you can find me at Onyx254. And we'll check it out, check the credentials, you know, and we'll get to chopping it up about how you can be a part of the cut on a Wednesday evening. Real quick, go to a break, come back, and we will have Rel from Rockefeller Records, or former Rockefeller Records, and we will get into everything that he's got going on currently. New projects, new music going down.
If it's right with it, then I'm the one that I'm not gonna fix. If it's right with it, Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy.
Word.
Yo chick, she so thirsty.
Word.
I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me.
Okay,
Lamborghini Mercy. Yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she tryna jerk me.
Okay. Drop it to the floor, make that ass shake. Whoa, make the ground move, that's an ass quake. Built a house up on that ass, that's an ass state. Roll my weed on it, that's an ass trait. Say, hey, don't we do this every day, hey. I worked them long nights to get a payday. Finally got paid, now I need shade and a vacate. And niggas still hating, so much hate, I need a AK. Now we I'm Perry, yeah, I'm Perry A. White girls politicking, that's that Sarah Palin. Getting hot, California Kate. I give her that D, cause that's why I was born and raised.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy.
Word.
Yo chick, she so thirsty.
Word.
I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she trying to jerk me.
Okay,
Lamborghini Mercy.
Word.
Yo chick, she so thirsty.
Word.
I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she trying to jerk me.
Time, my top back, this pimp game, ho. I'm red leather, this cocaine, I'm Rick James, ho. I'm bill dropping, this Pac-Man, this pill popping, that ho. I'm popping too, these blue dolphins need two coffins. All she wanted some yield money, all she needed some bill money. He take his time, he counts it out, I weighs it up, that's real money. Check the neck, check the wrist, them heads turning, that's exorcist. My Audemars like Mardi Gras, that's Swiss time and that's excellence. Two-door preference. Roof gone, George Jefferson. That white frost on that pound cake, so your Duncan Hines is irrelevant. Woo! Lambo, Mercy, Lago, she go wherever I go, wherever we go, we do it pronto.
Okay,
it's like
Lamborghini Mercy.
Word.
Yo chick, she so thirsty.
Word.
I'm in that 2C Lambo
Word.
With your girl, she trying to jerk me.
Okay,
Lamborghini Mercy.
Word.
Yo chick, she so thirsty.
Word.
I'm in that 2C Lambo
Word.
With your girl, she trying to jerk me.
The bugle that blows the many time and it's still out one more time.
Let the suicide doors up. I threw suicides on the tour bus. I threw suicides on the private jet. You know what that mean, I'm fly to death. I step in Def Jam building like I'm the shit. Tell them give me 50 million and I'ma quit. Most rappers take level, ain't at my waist level. Turn up the bass hill, it's up in your face level. Don't do no press, but I get the most press kid. Plus yo, my bitch make your bitch look like Precious. Talking about Mary, she gone off that Molly. Now the whole party is melting like Dolly. Now everybody is moving they body. Don't tell me apartment, I move in the lobby.
Yeah.
Niggas is loyal just to feel important. You gon' see lawyers and niggas in jail.
Okay, now catch up to my campaign. Cool the color of mayonnaise. I'm drunk and high at the same time. Drinking champagne on the airplane. Spit rounds like a gun range. Beat it up like Rampage. 100 bands. Country girl, now your girl need a band-aid. Gray A1. Chain the color of Akon. Black diamonds, backpack rhyming. Cold sounding by Louis Vuitton. Horsepower, horsepower. All this polo on, I got horsepower. Pound this cost 4,000. I make it rain, she want more showers. Rain, pouring. All my cars is foreign. All my bras is foreign. Money tall like Jordan.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she trying to jerk. Okay, Lamborghini Mercy. Yo chick, she so thirsty. I'm in that 2C Lambo with your girl, she trying to jerk.
Word.
Alrighty, alrighty. Welcome back to the Cut on D14 Radio. That track is so crazy to me.
That's a Kanye West genius joint, man. That brother always come with some different shit, man. I love that track.
Yeah, I believe we do have Mr. Rel on the line, I believe.
Rel's on the line. How's everybody?
What is good? We are good. How are you?
Man, it's y'all well. I'm just singing in it. Happy to be here.
Peace to you, my brother, man. We happy to have you on the show, man. Big fan, man. Glad to have you on, dog.
Oh, man. It's a great honor after all of this time, man, to be recognized in any form or fashion. I appreciate it, and I enjoy it. You know what I mean? I'm definitely glad to be here. Probably more glad than you are, you know. it's a blessing just to be back on, you know, be back in this artist chair again. You know what I mean? Feels good this time around. How's everything with y'all, though, man? You know? Y'all global with it now.
We need you back out here, man. We need you back out here, man. Definitely in the artist chair. Glad to hear that, man. Glad to hear brothers with the talent. You know, no matter what the politics is in the game, the talent can see it through. You know what I'm saying? So it's good to hear that you're back on the scene. When Onyx told me you was coming on, I was very excited, man. You played a major part in, record label that I revered, you know, throughout, you know, the 90s, early 2000s.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's one of my big time. Basically, the 90s is my ever. You know what I'm saying? So when I heard you was coming on, I was very excited. You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking forward to the interview, and I got some questions for you after Onyx, you know, does her thing.
Okay, cool. I'm all for it, man. Whatever you need. Let's get it.
Absolutely.
So what's good, Miss Onyx?
Again, thank you. How are you? it was such a pleasure meeting you. Where I was, it was perfect timing, and like Golden said, we are so glad that you're on the show tonight. Huge fan, love the 90s as well, love the 2003. I told you I was graduating, priming, your prime or whatever. The dreams was out. Your voice is amazing. So hands down, we're just, you know, blessed to have you on the show with us tonight. I want to take everybody back before you even got a deal, before you were known to everybody. Let's talk about the household and where you grew up, how you grew up. I know you're from South Carolina, but let's kind of talk about how you even branched off into doing the music. So was music in the family? Was it something that was instilled in you, or did you just find as you grew older that you had this talent?
Man, that's all genetic, man. It's in the family. As far back as I can remember people on my mother's side, my grandfather, you know, my aunts, uncles, cousins, we all sing. We sang real heavy in church, Antioch Baptist Church in Bowman, South Carolina. They actually celebrating their anniversary this weekend, so that's going to be a big deal. They have a dynamic mass choir there, and that was basically my platform growing up, you know, that church, you know. You know, in a time where there was no open mics or talent shows, and definitely, you know, not in Orangeburg or Bowman or, you know, surrounding areas for that most. You know, church is pretty much it for any artist who's, you know, bred in the South. That's their platform for the most. And we really sing down here. You know, we sang down here. You have to sing down here, you know, because, soul is a part of the music down here. It's a part of the culture. It's a part of our lives. It's a part of our daily lives in the South, you know. And that's definitely where it started. Family, church, and, you know, just like I said, I inherited it. It was always there, you know. My family still sings, all of them. I'm just the only one that went in the music industry, but I have family members that literally sing me under the table. seriously, they really sing. So I grew up around singers, you know, fortunate, not maybe professional in a sense, but still professional because they were, you know, they're very talented to me. And I learned from all my family members, and I definitely learned from, you know, artists who inspire me in both gospel and secular music, you know, R&B and soul, you know, so it's I borrow from pretty much everywhere. Vocally, you know, a lot of people, they say I remind them of Donnie or Stevie in certain ways, and then other songs, you know, Marvin will come out and other songs, you know. It all really depends on the mood of the music, you know, for me. That's how it starts, you know. And you know, from there I run. Whatever happens, happens. It's like Jordan, you know. I don't know what's going to happen till we up in the air. Like, I don't know. We just, you know, wing it. We shoot from the hip and you know, that's just how it goes. But having that love and that creative ability, that definitely came from two things. It came from a group I was in right before I left home called Finesse. And a few of those members are actually still in music. It started with them. It started with learning, you know, a lot about harmony and background and, you know, lead, following, you know, as opposed to leading. A lot of that came from that group I was in while being at South Carolina State University, home of the Bulldogs, Hollaback. And and so from there, it was a business team, top 10 entertainment in the Bronx. They kind of ushered us in, and, you know, I would make my claim there as a songwriter from what I learned through Finesse, formerly now is known as Malachi, based in Atlanta, a very talented independent artist out there now. He was one fifth of the group. I was, you know, another fifth of that group, and there are three other members, you know, that I love like brothers. So between them learning in music and between Top 10 Entertainment, the production company in the Bronx, New York, getting behind the craft, that was really where things took off. You know, it was just a matter of time from there. It really was. And a burning desire to not give up, you know, just stick with it no matter what happens. Just stick with it. And that was it. That was all I came from the South with, that burning desire. But that was a different time for all of you out there that's listening. Today's a new day. It pays to know everything that you can about your business, your craft, before you enter into, you know, that realm of higher business. You want to know, you know, you want to know things. You want to know things personally and before you go in there, because it is a business, ladies and gentlemen, out there. It is a business, and knowledge is power in that business.
That's right. That's right. Speaking of knowledge, I'm all intrigued. Look, you took a couple of my questions just right there with the foundation and the group and everything. So let's go straight to the school.
I get long-winded, but I'm country now. You know, it's still in me. I know I'm in New York, but.
Now you're good. So you, speaking of knowledge real quick before we talk about your deal and how that all went about, you actually, was it pre-med now that you were going to school for it?
It was pre-med. In a time where it wasn't popular yet, I was fascinated by, you know, that CSI forensics platform, and now it's everywhere on TV. But I don't regret, you know, I don't regret that decision. You know, it was coming up intelligent and then just switching to a path where I just have to, you know, carve my own way. I don't regret it. It made a man out of me, and it led me to where I am in music, and which was my love. And, you know, so there are no regrets. To the next, again, to the people out there, I have to say, like, again, though, in this day and age, knowledge is power. It's so easy to go to school, major in business, minor in music, or vice versa. Come out 21, very young still, but a mind sharp enough to enter into, you know, an industry, an age-old industry, and adapt to its, you know, business tactics. Because that's the depressing part. That's the downside for a lot of artists. They don't know how to tackle that business at the end of the day, and it'll discourage you. It'll make you want to quit. It really will.
Right.
You know, have that knowledge out of the gate, you know. Just have that know-how, because independent is the way now, and it's 150 different ways to, you know, to become successful in the game because of the doors that, you know, independence and online marketing and media has opened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, so.
We got to get you back and do guest hosting and have you on and chop it up with us. Just in conversation.
You know, I have to come on up in there and do your quiet storm for you, you know. you know, get late night, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, just pour it on them for a couple hours and be on out, you know.
Right.
Yeah, you got to remind them what the late night hours was for, you know what I mean? They just forgot, that's all. It ain't really part of they you know, their whole get up these days. But, you know, we can remind
right.
them. You know, that was my whole deal. I wanted, that's my, you know, let's bring that love back. We don't have to get rid of anything else. I embrace everything else that's going on in music, you know. But let's just bring the love back, you know, because the balance is being, mm-hmm. the scale's being tipped, you know, a little bit towards the wrong way. And you just got to bring that love back, that love effect. You know what I mean.
No, I do. We went in on this the other week, like, strong.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah,
we talked about it heavy. So the deal, the Rockefeller Records, Dame Dash, Jay-Z, let's talk about how that all manifested, when, where. Let's get into that situation. It was a milestone, so if you could share with us how that all went about.
From Top 10 Entertainment, again, in the Bronx, after a real hard separation from the group due to, you know, different family matters that we were all having, you know, we had to get back to South Carolina for a little while. Afterwards, I came back up. You know, they were still in New York. I came back up, but they were no longer a part of the guys that I was used to doing business with. So we got kind of separated there, where I made the choice to stay where we all were together, as opposed to, you know, trying yet again something different. You know, I just wanted to continue to build on the relationships I started, you know, with the guys that I knew through the group, which I did. And that's pretty much what landed me in an office with Dame Dash, where he, you know, kind of briefly was telling me about what he had going on with this label that he started. And this was 97, and, you know, got this artist, Jay-Z, that he really believes in, and, you know, anything that he signs, you know, he wanted me to know that he really gets behind what he does. And, you know, I had already shopped to everyone at that time. Top 10, Darren Chandler and the guys, they, you know, they were moving through the industry and taking meetings with anybody who would take one, because, you know, we had a full album done. And that was what impressed Dame. You know, we weren't just walking around with a 4-song demo CD. We had a project that we believed in, and we were literally, you know, serious about, you know, trying to obtain a deal. But nobody called back. That went on for a minute. You know, it didn't discourage me. It was just, you know, nobody called back. So that gave him time to grow. That gave Rockefeller time to grow. And the next time I saw him, he was like, hey, we're off the ground. We're off and running. We're still very young, but I can't promise you the world, but I can promise you everything. And anything we have on the table, you have the opportunity to, you know, be a part of. And I went, hell, why not? Let's do it. So we did that on a handshake. I love Dash forever as a brother and a businessman for that. We got it popping. You know, Love for Free did well, and the rest is pretty much, you know, history. You know, Jay heard the CD. He was impressed again with the work ethic, with, you know, the concepts, just everything that we did with that first project, Medicine. He was impressed with. So, you know, he jumped on Love for Free, and it was really over after that. It was no looking back. It was like, you know, can only go up from here, you know. So that was pretty much how that happened. It was that relationship with that same production company that led to the deal with Rockefeller Records.
Wow, that is amazing. That's a really exciting story. It's one of those dreams do come true type of situations. You know, back then they weren't who they were today. So it's just amazing to hear the story and how it all unfolded. Now, when at the time did you know, like, okay, this is, you know, we're doing big things, I'm where I need to be? Was it at that time when the Love for Free remix came about?
I mean, I was no different from any other young artist. You know, the minute that you're hearing yourself on the radio, you're like, okay, yeah, mm-hmm. you know, I'm here, you know. And as you get more into business, you realize you're not. But you know, you realize once you step more into that, you know, businessman, you know, position that, oh man, boy, do I have a lot to, you know, not only learn but stay on top of. So it's one of those things where I didn't really know that I had arrived, and at the same time I didn't know that I hadn't arrived. It was just it was more so just taking everything as it came back then. And so to me, Love for Free was cool, but arriving was simply being at a party and, you know, like seeing my boss's ball. That was like, oh my God, that in itself was enough to just call home to the fellas. Like, man, y'all won't believe how these dudes do up here. It's, whoa, it's a whole nother level of balling from what we used to, you know. So I mean, right there, like, my point is, not even before Love for Free came out, it was just being in the realm of these gentlemen, you know, kind of makes you feel like you have arrived, because you know, everything they were doing in high fashion. That wasn't, you know, when Hard Knock Life popped off, or that wasn't, you know, after records were sold. That was from the very beginning of that movement. Like, they were just doing it that way. And, you know, you come from Orangeburg, and don't get me wrong, we do it in high fashion down here too. I love where I'm from. I had just never seen how they did it until I was around them. You know, I had never been around ball players and other celebrities. So, you know, you almost feel like a groupie in a way. Like, out the cage, you just, like, you know, you got to breathe and just, you know, not lose control. It's like, wow, you know. And I mean that in respect to these gentlemen, you know, to the fullest. It was like, you know, to be in that realm, to be among these great men was like, that was when you feel like you arrived, tell the truth. Like, just being there. You know?
No doubt.
Yeah, I can't really say when it was. It was just that moment, you know, when one of them bought out the bar. Like, yeah, we want every bottle you got. Huh? You know, that was like, whoa. Okay. Right. You know, so, because music I was already doing. I was already a songwriter. Lord Finesse, really digging in the crates. They were the first camp. Lord Finesse is one of my mentors. He was the first guy to put me on, wow, Choppers. He was the first guy to put me on a hip-hop record. The very first mm-hmm. known artist to, you know, let me sing a hook on one of their songs. He was the first. And he introduced me to the entire BITC, Showbiz and A, Diamond D, Fat Joe. Ended up getting real cool with Terror Squad, you know. So it was back then,
yeah,
I was just Jarrell Gaddis. I wasn't even Rel yet. Big Pun wasn't Big Pun yet. Cuban Link wasn't Cuban Link yet. The Lox wasn't the Lox yet, but we all knew each other, you know. So it was a very cool time, you know, in music. The 90s, that last little, you know, part of the 90s going into 2000, it was, you know, it was very cool for us. And the 90s, like, you know, we agree already, in general, was a beautiful era for music. And somebody just don't want that love to come back. But there's nothing they can do to stop it, because there's soldiers in the game like myself who won't stop the love, because that's what made this all what it was from the beginning, right?
That's right.
You can't get away
from
that.
That's what popped all off.
Yeah, that's what popped everything else you guys are doing off, like this. Love. Sorry, I mean, you know, that's... I want to say other things, but we're on the air, you know, so I gotta, you know, breathe and stay in control. I'm very happy to be here.
And you're doing good. No, it's a beautiful thing, and you're good. You know, you can curse or whatever. You know, if you had to, you was good. But we really appreciate it. And again, I just love this storytelling part of it, getting that history, and just hearing the background of how it all went down. And let's talk about the ghostwriting. You said you were already writing. I know that you did. You wrote some records. Even picked up a Grammy for one. So let's kind of get into that as well. I know that you got the Grammy for the Usher doing. So congratulations to you on that as well. That's still a huge
Thank
accomplishment
you.
That a lot of people haven't reached. You know, that's a big deal. So, yeah, welcome and welcome.
Well, I mean, I didn't quite get the Grammy, but we got a nomination for a song
okay.
that actually wasn't
okay.
even a single on the album. The people loved it, so radio played.
That's awesome.
And, you know,
yeah.
so to get a Grammy nom, even in that situation, was
yeah.
still, you know, it opened a lot of doors, and I'm not complaining. I thank you, Mr. Usher, for throwing me that bone. Appreciate it, sir. And, we just kept moving and writing everything that I could from there. You know, hip-hop, R&B, it really didn't matter because Rockefeller gave me, you know, the gift of being able to, you know, jump back and forth between, you know, the two genres of music. And, you know, I like doing my hard brown thing where it sounds very urban. But I also love doing my live thing with my, you know, my band behind me, and we serenade crowds. Like, I love both, you know. And again,
Absolutely.
I think that started in church. 'Cause in church, you're just singing. You know, you teach yourself how to do other things, you know. But in church, you're just singing. You're emulating everything that you love in gospel music that you hear on the radio. And you know, I went through all of those phases in life where, you know, I had my Michael phase, I like sound like Mike. Then I had my Marvin phase. I just wanted to sound like him. Donnie always stuck. Then I had my male quartet gospel phase where, you know, that was all I was listening to. And, you know, I had my blues phase where all I was listening to was blues. Then a jazz phase. And, you know, you borrow from all of them, respectively.
Right.
You borrow from all of them, respectfully, I should say. You borrow from others,
right.
and you make it yours. That's the whole thing. You know, they all borrowed, but it was the thing that they wanted to be original and be themselves. That's what made them who they are. Marvin became Marvin to us because Marvin stayed Marvin to himself.
Yeah.
And a lot of artists don't do that anymore. You know, they
mm-hmm.
don't stick to their guns. And you know, we need to bring that element back where, hey, this is what I do, you know, I believe people are going to love it, and that's just that, you know, and you have to stand on your own conviction at times with your creative direction as an artist, and you have to, because a lot of times that's the thing that makes you original, it's the thing that sets you apart.
Absolutely, couldn't agree more, I agree 100% with you. Let's talk about some of the artists that you worked with during this time, your course of being on the label before moving
wow.
forward.
That's basically like a who's who in music. That's, well, definitely in hip-hop. Again, I was signed to, you know, a hip-hop label. So a lot of people don't realize they haven't heard me yet. They don't know that they haven't heard me yet. They heard me doing my very best to, you know, sound like I belong with these, you know, these heavy hitters, these Rockefeller boys. That was, you know, that was me for that. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
there's a whole nother me that they don't know. But, you know, back to the me that they know. Jim Jones, Jay-Z, of course, everybody else on Rockefeller, Bleak, Young Guns, Beans, M.O.P., everybody that rap. You know, we have a song together in some form. Terror Squad, again. Big up to Joe. You know, R.I.P. the Pun. What up, the Cuban Link. Digging in the Crate. Work with them. Me and L were on the verge of going in the studio right before he passed. R.I.P. to L, Big L. Snoop. You know, the West Coast OGs, you know, they were all a part of that late 90s era too, so salute the West Coast,
okay.
you know, forever. And Jadakiss, Lox, 50 Cent, Busta Rhymes, you name it. You know, anybody that, you know,
awesome.
You can put on a random joint from, you know, from 1998 to the present in hip-hop, I pretty much work it. The only ones that I haven't worked with are the ones that I'm now looking forward to work with, and that's our
wow.
great Southern art. You know, I'm very
right.
proud of what we become. Everybody had their beginning stages. You know, all of the music that we put out wasn't the best, but it's trial and error, and it's the South's time, you know, in regards to being at the creative forefront of the industry. And, you know, they all just have my undying respect, major and independent. They, you know, everybody below Washington, D.C., go crazy. You know what I mean? Go ham.
That's right. Now's our time.
And big ups, we don't say this enough, big ups to the Lukes, the 95 South, the Bass Clicks from Miami, Atlanta. Big ups to Crucial Conflict for Hey in the Middle of the Barn.
Yeah.
That gave us the bounce.
Yeah.
Big ups to Goody
yeah.
Ma. You know what I mean? Who made us proud and made hip hop soulful. You know, big ups to a lot of these, you know, country artists that paved the way. Because, you know, we're now in the driver's seat, and it's a good feeling, whether you're driving or not, just to know that, you know, something's being represented so on such a grand scale all over the world that's based generally where you're from, you know, that's just big ups to all of us, you know? So,
absolutely.
You know,
I'm
very, very proud to be where I'm from, you know, very proud. Had I not left here, you know, I maybe would have been more a part of this movement, but when I left in 96 with my group, that was, you know, there was only two places to go, really. Dallas, you know, Dallas Dawson and the Boys in Atlanta, Dark Studios, a few other places, but predominantly New York. That's where you came. That's where you came to get it done. So, and now you can stay in your own garage and get it done, like anywhere. Like, they'll come to you.
Hello.
And that's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. Absolutely. Well, let's talk about then, of course, you know, former Rockefeller, so you did have a split or depart, rather, with the label. Tell us kind of about that, and I know that me and you kind of talked about it a little bit, but I wouldn't let you talk to me about it because I wanted to save it for tonight. So share with us about the depart and how that went down and, you know.
Well, I actually don't know, like, you know, situations like that, they're like the conspiracies that last throughout time. You never really know. And my former bosses, you know, they were very intricate. You know, they had their own language. They had their own way of talking. They had their own way of doing things. And, you know, at the end of the day, nobody outside that circle, those three gentlemen, truly knows what happened, you know. No, like, I don't think anyone truly knows. It was just, you know, it came to its end, and all I could say was for maybe about a year, me and a few other artists, I could speak for them right now. I could speak for them when I say that, you know, we took it personal. But ultimately, you get right back to business, you know. It's in the history books. That will never change, you know. That won't ever change. It's because it's etched in stone, you know, with Sean Carter, you know, at the spearhead, at the forefront, and Dame Dash, you know, helping him to run the show, and Biggs, and everybody else, we follow suit. And I'm still proud and will be proud forever to be a part of that. I don't really know how it ended in detail, you know. I don't know what it was that had, you know, them sever ties. I just know that, you know, it left a bit of a funk, not only among the artists, but in, you know, hip-hop itself. But it didn't stop me from wishing any of them the best. As a lot of people probably noticed, you know, I have very little to say about, you know, the drama aspect of that separation, because what I gained from it, you know, should be enough for me to keep it moving. You know, and that's how I always looked at it. You know, it'd be different if I gave everything and got nothing. But I got enough to continue on doing what I'm doing, and I did enough there where, you know, I have enough of a fan base who, you know, truly enjoyed and appreciated what I was doing when I was there. So that's what really helped me continue on. I really don't know I wish I knew. I wish I did. You know, that's you know, I had to save that interview for television and a couple dollars. But the truth is, I don't, because I'm the R&B guy, you know.
Right.
So at the end of the day, yeah, I'm very street. Don't get me wrong, but I'm very intelligent when it comes to business. Very intelligent when it comes to business, and I wish, but I can't put my finger on that one. I don't think it was business so much. I think it was, you know, more so something personal that just had business attached to it. I don't think it was just all business, you know. That I can tell you, you know. But I haven't really been around them since, you know, they separated. But any strong child, when they leave the nest, you know, what they want to do more than anything is, you know, prove to the nest that they were able to make it. And that was pretty much my attitude. It's like, all right, well, you know, y'all gave me enough. If anything, you know, I love to walk back in with a briefcase for each of you one day. Like, thanks for everything you taught me. It paid off, literally.
I feel you.
Yeah, that's how I was taught there. I learned how to, you know, really hone the craft, like really speak to people, really get away from, you know, the pen and the pad. You know, it was a school of hard knocks. You said what you feel, and then they would help us to learn how to guide our words and really, you know, say what we mean to say. And, you know, like I said, I love them forever for that. That's, you know, that's a priceless gift. That's not something you can put a monetary value on, to get to a point where you really don't need pen and paper. You know, just hanging out with rappers who don't use pen and paper, that's, you know, it helped greatly. You know, it made me, it kind of set me apart from everybody, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That Usher thing, that probably happened in about 30, 45 minutes, you know, to write Here I Stand, you know, because I'm a balladeer.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I just tried my best to put myself in his shoes, how he might feel, and what he might say, you know, based on the tones he uses, and forgive me for all of that. That's just professional, you know, terminology. But I just did my best to try and be who he is. And it didn't take very long. You know, I just spoke from the heart. Might have jotted down two words and then went right in the booth and, you know, just started, you know, trying takes. Okay, I like that. Keep it. We're going to build on it till the song was done.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't take a lot, and that really came from Rockefeller, you know. Knowing Harmony came from the group, knowing people came from Rockefeller. It really did. Knowing, you know, how to give them what it is that they, you know, they're looking for. Give them what, you know, allow them to feel what it is that they're feeling. You know, tap into what's really going on in their lives. And, you know, personify it is in the most beautiful way that you can. And hopefully they'll like it.
Right. That's right. And then, when you branching off into doing other things and you're saying, you know, I'm going to keep striving and do what I need to do, prove that, you know, I was good enough and I could have did this. You went to a couple of other labels. So at what point did you decide, okay, major labels is not for me? It's not where I want to go. And like you said at the beginning, before we got into the interview,
really,
independent is about my attitude with you. After Rockefeller.
Really? Mm-hmm. After Rockefeller. That's when, mm-hmm. you know, I was basically like, I don't think I want to actually sit down with another major right now. I learned a lot. I'm going to try and do a lot of this on my own. Just, you know, go for what I know this time around. I didn't really sit with anybody in regards to taking a deal. You know, I had a few, you know, elevated conversations here and there, but I didn't really sit with anyone because the only thing that was sitting good with me was just being in the driver's seat all the way this time around. And that's probably the best decision I made for myself as a businessman to do that, because I sleep so much better now. I sleep very well, you know, now, being on top of things, knowing what's going on. And I wake up to, you know, a joy for the things that I know that I have to do, even though it's work. I don't care because, you know, I'm in control of my destiny. this time. And that's the main reason why I didn't want to try and pursue anything with the major. If anything, they'll see me one day. They'll just see me. You know, I won't have to, you know, sit down with them to be seen. They'll know. And that's the road I want to take. So, you know, I'm almost done. I'm in the final stages of, you know, a label, R&M Music Group. I already have my own songwriter company, A&L Music. I have a beautiful team that consists of people that, you know, strictly believe in what I do. It's not based on how much they can pay. I can pay them, you know, even though I do. It's not based on that. It's just they've always wanted to be a part of, you know, something great, and they deemed me something great. So I don't want to let them down either. I believe in roundtable business. That's been fun, you know, and it's put my partners in a place where they have a thorough respect for me, and I don't ever want to lose that, you know. So the changes that I make, they won't be changes that I'm trying to, you know, put on anybody else. It's just, you know, it's just the way I want to do it, and I'm going to do it that way. I want everybody on my team happy. So I've been, you know, really making sure that while getting what, you know, I need them to do out of the situation, that their creative input is warranted. Sometimes, you know, it's to the point where I just trash my whole idea and run with what they're talking about, because we're all professionals, and I have to, you know, always remember that when I'm dealing with them, that I've asked them to ride with me because of the fact that they're professionals. So I don't, you know, I try not to overstep my bounds there, but it took me years of trial and error to build the right relationships with people and them build the right relationships with me so that we would believe in each other. There's an album on deck now, you know, from a great producer and a few others, predominantly from one great producer, Mr. Reynolds, Matt and Jed, Illphonics, you know, formerly Illphonics, and a few others who, like I said, just believe, you know, basically just gave me their tracks and like, here, Ralph, run. You know, we know the situation. We don't care. We want to be a part of whatever it is you're about to do, so run. Run hard. And I'm doing that. I'm doing that for the people. I'm doing that for my team. I'm doing it for myself. I'm doing it for my family. I'm doing it for my. I'm doing it for everybody, you know. But I'm doing it with a love that I don't think I ever had, because I was never really doing what I wanted to do. I was doing what I had to. And I've got no regrets, you know. I wanted my team to know that, hey, I'm a soldier. And I'm a follower when it's necessary. I'm all in, you know. But now I'm doing all of that for me and for, you know, my business affiliates and for my future business affiliates, ones I haven't even met yet, you know. And I'm excited. In that aspect, I'm very excited. Yeah. I thank y'all, you know. Thank y'all for allowing me to share this with you, you know. And no, I thank whoever's listening for tuning in.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's so, leaving the conversation, it was a conversation more, so I felt like it was, and that's what people like. They want to get to know you. They want to know, well, the person, not just, well, the brand. So I thank you for coming on the show and sharing information with us and just kind of, you know, giving it to us real. We really appreciate that. And then also, I'm going to bring Golden on the line. I know he has a couple of questions. But what is some advice? Definitely. You gave a lot of advice to some artists, but what is some advice that you would give to somebody out there that is pursuing, aside from learning the business, what is one of the things, I guess, that you found one of the most challenging things that you could kind of give advice for?
Well, I mean, you know, music was just my calling. That was my path, and that was something that was buried in, you know, my genetics. It was something that I came to this world with. You know, I this was not something that anybody gave me once I got here. I would charge that this new generation of music, you know. I would charge that you guys just follow your dream. Follow your dream. College is key. You know, business management administration in some sort is key, you know, when you want to pursue your dream, because that predominantly means you're going to, you know, for the most, it means you're going to end up, you know, probably overseeing the situation, because nobody's ever going to believe in your dreams like you. I would love to see more of them just, you know, follow their dream. If it's in you, if you love medicine more than anything, pursue it. If you love something above everything else, like while you have the opportunity in life, pursue that. Because, you know, you always wake up loving what you're doing. And that's the part of, you know, being productive. It's, you want to love what you're doing. And we're moving into a time where the job, you know, situation is really putting a hindrance on everyone's, you know, progression, their positive motion and forward motion. And I really charge that we start to chase the things that we believe in the most, you know. And if that means you have to set up business for yourself, then you do that. Don't be afraid. You know, don't have a fear of success, you know, because we become so complacent with stress. Like, let's not have a fear of success. Let's go after that. You know, there's been a lot of sacrifices. There's been a lot of compromise from our ancestors, you know, to help us get here. You know, it's just, I charge that we take life a little more seriously and start to pursue those dreams. More than any advice I give you, you know, about music, you know, like I said, music was just my path. If you're on my path, then, you know, again, it's the same thing. It's just, you don't stop that regardless. You know, remember that it's a great power to, you know, to be in that seat, and that power comes with a great responsibility. You know, you do have a responsibility to make sure that you're touching lives in a way that you know, that helps them heal or makes them feel better, or makes them look at themselves in a grand way, you know, or makes them understand that, you know, that pain is relative. It's all over the world. Someone else has gone through that, you know, and you know, just mix a little more of that in with a lot of what we're doing now. You know, I won't call what we're doing now anything. I'll just say mix in, you know, the greatness and the goodness with what we're doing now, and, you know, we'll continue to see positive forward motion in music. But that's only for you, you know, musicians. On a grand scale, just pursue the dream. Like, go after what you love, you know, young people out there. Go after what you love. And don't let anybody tell you that it's a waste of time. Don't let anybody tell you that it's not worth it. Don't let anybody tell you anything. Let you be the one to tell you something. Let you be the one to decide when it's, you know, might be time to do something else. And that's if things don't work. Because when you go after what you love, things generally work. You just have to be a person that won't take no for an answer. That's all.
That's right.
Just, you know, won't take no. You just step aside from that and find another way to get the same thing done. That's all. And, you know, I pray for the day that, you know, for the most, you know, a lot of people, you know, especially the young people, won't have a fear of pursuing, you know, their dreams and seeing that success. They see it all the time in their minds. I know they hear me while I'm talking. They see it. But they have to, you know, have the tenacity to go after it, because that's not something that's going to fall in your lap. God chastises all his children. You know what I mean? He tests you to see how bad you want things here and there. I refuse to give the devil all that credit. You know, I feel that, you know, from time to time, my father wants to know that I'm serious about the things I pray for and the things that I'm trying to do. So it's all good either way you want to look at it. I just say don't stop ever if that's what you want. Don't let anybody tell you.
Oh, amen. I do have an issue. I do get a little emotional sometimes when I'm encouraged, and I feel like it was for me. I'm encouraged and excited. Golden, I didn't know that you're still on the line. Did you want to chop it up with Rel as well? We are going to play your new joint also, Rel, and give you the opportunity to introduce that. But I want to bring Golden on as well to chop it up with you.
Yeah, you know, I was just manning the tweets, you know what I'm saying, tweeting out all the subjects that we were touching on. And, you know, furthermore, just, you know, compliment the brother on his past accomplishments and the accomplishments that he's due for in the future and what he's working on now. I don't know if you know, Rel, but I used to talk, well, not used to, just, you know, everybody's working on something, but the homie DJ Skills was talking about putting us in touch on some production. Yeah, exactly. He told me, he was like,
family.
Yo, yeah, he got my main producers out of North Carolina. His name is Jay Mack, and the company's called Fourth Court Entertainment. He was like, "Yo, y'all putting together
didn't
some
I get
crazy
some music
stuff
from them already?"
Yeah, yeah. We sent it to Skills. It was a little while back, and Skills was like, "Yo, I'm gonna get this to Rel." He already loved what he had heard, and then he was like, "Well, he's working on some stuff now, but we definitely going to get some stuff done with him." And I was like, that's dope.
Oh, yeah.
Because Rel was one of the cats that I definitely listened to coming up through the Rockefeller game and everything. So it's funny how everything always comes full circle, man. You know what I'm saying? Everything
definitely,
is meant to be.
Man.
So we definitely going to keep in touch after the call.
Okay. That's what's up.
But, you know, other than that, you know, I just had a... You know, questions about the game. I also was going to tell Onyx, you know, I don't know how much time you have, but we get into little news, you know, little things that are going on in the industry now. And I'll be kind of interested in hearing your take on a few things if you can hang on the line while we get into that news. If you can't, that's all good. You can call back in another time. But if you could, we're going to get into some topics a little bit later on after we play your song.
Okay.
But my question for you now.
No, I'm going to try and hang out. I'm not really doing anything, man. I'm actually in South Carolina right now visiting the family. So,
all right,
you know,
cool. So
I'm not really doing it. Not on the business clock right now.
All right, cool. So we definitely going to get into a few topics. But a question for you that I had, you know what I'm saying, and this is just relevant to anybody, you know, that came up in that, you know, I call it the golden era of music. And I heard you mention it a little bit when you were speaking about how, you know, the South and everybody has its time now and that everybody's so proud of that. And I really like that the music went global. But one thing I wanted to ask you is that are you seeing a difference in the power structure of the music industry? I was talking to one of my homeboys, and I was telling him how these cliques are, like, getting together and forming, and there's, like, three of them that's really at the head of the music game. Do you think that's political, or do you think that that's due to talent? Because I remember there was cliques in the 90s. I was a powerful clique in the 90s. You guys, Wu-Tang, and a whole bunch of other people. But do you think it's kind of unbalanced right now, and is there any reason for it?
Yeah, I think it is kind of unbalanced. Well, I think that, you know, I think that years ago, you know, online and you know, the online guys and the industry guys should have, you know, gotten together and really talked about what was going to happen. Both sides took losses, but both sides had gains. But, you know, it's just not hard to tell that, you know, the online guys gained a whole lot more than
right.
anybody would ever anticipate. Let alone they opened the game, you know, wide open to people who were having doors closed in their face and not, you know, not having callbacks and no one's taking their, you know, their music really seriously. Demos go out that don't even get listened to, you know. And in some way, you know, how it was structured before, it just worked a little better for them. There were cliques in the 90s. You're right. This is true. But all through the 90s, there were cliques, but there was so much great music. The focal point was not, you know, so much so the quick flip of, you know, rolling with somebody who's
right,
who's, you know, half smart or, you know, in plain English, just someone who basically is going to do their own groundwork so you won't have to. You know, we'll call them the half smarts. And so they consolidated all their efforts. You know, they consolidated things that they would normally do. You know, artist development is only something that a lot of the majors do now, and the artists that are developing, you don't even know about because they keep them under wraps. You know, you got to go somewhere like Disney or Nickelodeon now, you know, to be around people that's really willing to put that kind of time into, you know,
right,
not only making sure that your music is great, but that you're great, you know, in every way, every interview, every show, every performance. That, like, there's not departments in record labels now who are really willing to invest that, you know, that capital to really make sure that the artists that they sign to the labels these days are shining. And that is probably the saddest thing that I see, you know, as a guy, you know, virtually standing on the outside of the industry looking in, you know, regardless of, you know, how prestigious I'm viewed, I'm standing on the outside with the independents now also, and it is a big difference. It's you're right, there are only, you know, a handful of clicks now, and everything, you know, is either going through them or not going at all. And you hear it in urban radio now, you know. I remember do you remember a time, you know, and this was the 90s, where we literally had to listen to a radio station all day just to hear your favorite song? Now, your favorite song plays every hour. Different DJ that comes on, he's playing your favorite song.
Yep.
You know,
yep,
once
nah,
upon a time,
exactly right.
You know, yeah, once upon a time, you really had to, like, keep your radio on, you know, to hear the songs that you like, because it was so much good music being, you know, being played. It was so much good music in rotation at that time that you really had to tune in. Now it's not the case. It's not so much, you know.
And I mean you're so on point with that it gets to a point where you can go to three stations, three different ones, and the same song is playing. And you play,
and
you're like, wow, the same exact song is playing on this other station.
Really?
And this other station at the same damn time. So,
you know
I definitely wanted to
and
ask
then you
that.
You're like, you know what? Maybe those DJs are part of the same clique.
See,
you know,
but
like,
that's what I, you know, we're going to get into that stuff, because that's one of the, you know, the topics, you know, we were talking about a little while ago how we heard Greg Street from Atlanta, great radio DJ out of Atlanta, is now signed to Cash Money. And I'm just kind of like, how did that work?
Right. I don't know how that works, you know. I really don't. I don't know how that works, you know. It's not as many really anything, you know. It's not as many mentors. It's not as many great CEOs. It's not as many great A&Rs. It's not as many, you know. It's like, you know, once upon a time, it's like when, you know, it used to be a big deal to tell someone that you're an A&R for a record label. You know, nowadays these A&Rs, outside of the blueprint
nothing.
Or the label that they work for, they don't know what they're doing.
Right.
I don't know. They
have no idea. I remember.
But at the same time,
you know,
they're
no
more
tracks.
Than you. Maybe about
they're
the blueprint,
not, but see, that's the thing. There's new A&Rs coming up every minute. I we shoot tracks to a lot of different people, and you know, the funniest thing we always hear is, "Can you give me something like this person, that person?" And I'm just like, that just proves that you guys don't know music at all, because the guy you're talking about, his shit had to get popping before you knew who he was. And
exactly.
His shit got popping by just cutting a record, and the masses liking it. And now you want to duplicate that 80 different times for 80 different artists, and that's crazy to me.
Exactly.
So I just always laugh when they like, hey, can you give me a little joint kind of like a Lex Luger? And I always ask them, well, who wants that? Who told you that they want a Lex Luger beat and can't go to Lex Luger? And it's mainly the A&Rs that are just like, I think that's
yeah.
what everybody's going to like because that's what I'm hearing everywhere. And I'm just I laugh at that. I just like, yo, that can't be. Lex Luger is Lex Luger. You know what I'm saying? Let him do him. And let other producers do them. So, good looking for giving me that perspective. You know, I always know somebody that came up and actually had a spot in that golden era would look at it like, you know, kind of like how we see it from the outside looking in. But I guess we're going to go ahead right now, man. We're going to play your new joint you got. I know Honest uploaded that. We definitely want to hear it. And then we're going to come back with the news and, you know, just basically talk about some topics that's going on in the industry today. We got Rel on with us, man. Excellent guest giving so super insight. I hope y'all listening, copying down. He's dropping jewels, you know what I'm saying? But we're going to come back and get into that pop culture news that everybody, you know, yeah, we're going to be talking about Frank Ocean. We're going to talk about Mobb Deep, what they going through.
Oh,
I'm interested to hear what Rel got to say about that because that's one of my favorite groups of the 90s, and I hate what I'm seeing out of them boys right now. But we're going to upload Rel's new joint. Onyx, you want to put that on?
I do, and before we get that popping, because I'm actually getting that in the queue and ready to go, Rel, I wanted to ask you to share with us also one of your most memorable or craziest experiences. I think we have somebody waiting to talk to you, but we'll wait on that. One of your most craziest experiences, either touring, performing, being on the Rockefeller days, now, tell us, share a story with us, fans, any crazy fan stories.
Oh man, let's do a few. Nah, we could do a few. We could do when I got off my Cavazier tour and was fortunate enough to catch the last part of Hard Knock Life. The last part of the West Coast, anyway. Met up with them from L.A., went up to Portland, and Oregon, and Rasheed Wallace was there at the time. Portland Trail Blazers. And after that game that night, you know, he's a big guy. These guys are trees. And he's leaning on the coach vending machine, giving everybody pounds. He's got his elbow on the top of the joint with his legs folded across, you know, his right leg folded across the front. And he's leaning on it, pounding people, what's going on. And I'm just like, this guy's a tree. When Jay parted the crowd and counted out 30 people and said, yeah, okay, let me get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Excuse me. 11, 12, 13, 14. You get 15 bottles, send 2 to VIP, and just threw a knot of money on the table. Like, oh, okay. You turn around, you run right into Malik Sealy. You know, we go back to Nassau, which, you know, as he stated, you know, it's probably going to be a part of the conversation, but we're going to omit that part. We're just going to go to the part where he brought Michael Jackson through the crowd. Through the curtains, that was it for me. That was it.
Wow.
I was done. We didn't even know what Jay, like, a lot of what he did that night, we didn't know he was going to do it. He just did it, and he left us with our jaws dropped, just like all 40,000 of those people. Like, oh, my God.
Right.
Oh, man. Yeah, so things like that, you know, you take to your grave. Seeing Cancun, Mexico, and your boss is, you know, taking everybody, all employees, all artists, street team, everybody, biggest hotel, like, and shooting videos, you know, it was a work trip, but man, did we have a ball. Yeah, that was worth the chance I took at leaving school. All of that was worth it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was worth it, and not that I wouldn't go back to school, but you know, so far, thank God, you know, that's not something that I've had to do. So, you know, I'm just going to rock with it as long as that's the case. Still got a brain for books, So it's all good. It's all good. But those were the moments. Those are the ones that have you like, wow. When you performing and you say all this love for free and DJ Skills drops the music and everybody in the club says, better come and get some back to you. Like, yeah, that's that's crazy. When and a strange pair of panties comes on stage while you performing, yeah, that's whoa. You know? Stuff like that to make you stop the whole show. Hey, whoa, wait, stop. Wait a minute. Hold it in. You know, just to get the crowd all riled up and then, you know, drop it again. Those are the moments that are worth it, you know. Creating it, hearing how it sounds, you know, and then, you know, that anticipation of, you know, hoping that people love it, but on the inside kind of knowing they're going to love it, you know, that's what it's all about. Everything else is just politics, BS, a waste of time in certain areas and fake in other areas. that's it, mm-hmm. You know, cut and dry, babe. That's all it is. And it's those are the moments that you never forget. You never forget that. You know, getting to that point where, you know, you're in a crowded room and they love what you do. That's what it's all about. That's
alrighty.
It.
That's I loved hearing this. We could have you on forever. Definitely got to bring you back at one point. I do want you to introduce the new joint that, and I'm feeling extra special and happy and excited because we have, like, the exclusive. I want to say, is this fresh this week?
Oh, definitely.
Dropping the single?
Definitely,
oh,
it's fresh. It can be purchased on iTunes. It might have been up there almost 3 weeks now, not even 3 weeks, you know.
Awesome.
So, you know, we also have joints on SoundCloud, just in soundcloud.com/rail. I have a Reverb Nation, official Rail Music, MySpace, official Rail Music, Twitter, @RailMusic803. YouTube, official Rail Music. So, you know, we're out there and we definitely got, you know, material for people, you know. It's all about creating the buzz. And, you know, I appreciate, you know, y'all taking the time out to have me and allow me to, you know, make these plugs because, you know, we're really about to fly our own flag and make this thing pop in the name of love. We're about to do that.
And I'm so excited and glad we got to be here for the jump off. Go ahead and introduce your new joint, and I'm also going to play one of my favorites, you know, towards the end after you chop it up with us. I think you said, Gordon said you're going to hang in with us for a little bit of news. So introduce your new joint to everybody. We'll play that. Come back with some news.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, well, you know, I'm R&B. So, ladies, we got another one for you. It's called Beautiful Girl. It's about knowing your worth. It's about never forgetting, you know, your worth. It's about remembering that, you know, beautiful is genetic. You know, all you can really do is enhance it. God gave you that, you know, smile, you know, because it could have always been the alternative for you. You know, it could have been not beautiful. So, you know, it's just about every woman being empowered about, you know, her beauty, her self-worth, and not allowing anything, you know, outside her own divine spirit to take that away. You know, that's really what it's all about.
That's right. And what about what about congratulations? Because we're going to play that first, and then the beautiful.
Oh, you're
going to
play congratulations first?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations I was inspired, you know, by a John Legend style of vocal over this particular track by Mr. Reynolds. And Congratulations is just a commemorative song to the woman who won that race, the one who, you know, ultimately he just decided, you know what, you know, time's up. I can't be without this, you know, when it was at its worst. You know what I mean? You still found a reason to smile, or when I was not on my feet, you know, you held me down, or when I needed somebody to talk to, you were there. Whatever the case was, you know, whatever it is that led him, you know, to the moment where he would make that choice, he's now turning and looking at somebody who was there all the time, somebody who was just, you know, running the race with him, not knowing really how he would decide or which way he would go. He's turning to that person and saying, congratulations, you know, sit down, you know, sit next to me on this throne, or put this ring on your finger, or hold my hand, let's walk through life.
Right.
It's us. You know, congratulations,
oh,
you made
tonight.
It. You won the keys to the world, to the world and to my heart, you know. So that's really what that's
about. This is such a special night. I'm about to be, congratulations. This is so cute. I want you guys to hear this. We're going to take a break and play congratulations and beautiful. And we'll be back with some news on Global 14 Radio, The Cut.
Wow.
Standing here and all, so proud of you, babe. You deserve it all for loving me this way. Thinking back to when everything began, never thought you'd be the one to hold on until the end. There were other girls, but they could not compare, no. When I needed them the most, they weren't there, no. Over time, they either left or I let them go. And now you're all I know. So congratulations, baby, you made it. You won the key to my world and my heart. Congratulations, girl, you're the greatest. And I'm gonna give you my world and my heart. And the hair, just because you're fast doesn't mean you're gonna last. But you display the patience, strength and understanding, and there's no way that I could ever go back. 'Cause those other girls, see, they could not compare, no. They just didn't know how to love me like that, no. Over time, they either left or I let them go. And now world in my heart. Congratulations, girl, you're the greatest. And I'm gonna give you my world and my heart. My world and my heart. Ribbon,
no, babe.
But I'ma keep you champagne sipping,
yeah, babe.
And I'ma keep us good life living,
for sure.
All for the love you giving.
Let's just celebrate.
Let's just celebrate.
You being my baby.
You being my baby.
You're the greatest,
the greatest.
I'm gonna give you my world.
I love that song, Velvet. Congratulations. And we are going to play Beautiful Girl as well. Golden, I know you said you had a few topics, and Velvet's still chilling with us, so let's jump into them real quick.
Yeah, we didn't really get to touch on it last week because all the technical problems we were having with Blog Talk, but, you know, it is what it is. We got through that. Shout out to Ruler Divine and Cutter C for being patient with us last week. But we were talking about the Frank Ocean thing and, you know, how everybody's been chiming in on him coming out being a bisexual male. And, you know, there was a lot of different MCs congratulating him for coming out. And I just thought it was kind of weird, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people were saying, listen, his timing is funny. He's releasing a project. Now, you know, he's got this whole wave of people like, if you were bisexual, you know, why didn't you say it before? You know what I'm saying? Deceiving fans. A whole bunch of mixed communication of what people thought. One thing that I thought was funny, in my personal opinion, you could do whatever you want in this life. You could be bisexual, gay, straight, doesn't matter. But to me, it was kind of funny because some of the rappers that you saw in pictures shaking his hand or dapping him up or giving him hugs have been bashing gay people in their lyrics
right.
for years. You know what I'm
Forever.
Saying? Like,
yeah.
Nigga, if you're a punk, you faggot, nigga. If you ever out, you know, oh, you must be a faggot, no homo. Now you see him in pictures like, hey, man, you the
God.
Courage is there.
Yeah.
You came out, baby. I just
Faith.
Really wanted to know
Faith
how people felt about that because I saw some pics that I was like, how's this nigga saying congratulations to this man? I can remember lyrics where he's literally like, keep a gay nigga away from me or whatever, you know? So let me get y'all take on that. First of all, you know, we got Rally special guest. So, Rally, what you think about that, man? Am I bugging out? Am I bugging out? Or is that kind of funny? And I don't want to say hypocritical, but kind of dishonest, you know what I'm saying? It's like you've been one way for a long time, and now somebody that's a popular singer, it comes out, and you're like, good for you.
Right.
I think, the good for you is, you know, it's heartfelt, you know, it's definitely a teach his own kind of thing, but In the same breath, you know, you've already worked with the man. What can you really say? what can
right.
you really say at the end of the day? It's to each his own, definitely, but what you're feeling is exactly why I know I can't leave the industry. And what you're feeling is completely natural, completely understandable. I am on your page 500%, you know. But for us, there's a simple solution, and that is bring grown. See, I wish I can't talk. Are we online? Are we on the air live? Or where are we? I'm trying to talk to you, man. I gotta
nah,
be sure
man,
I can
go
say
ahead.
What I want
you
to say.
Nah,
it's
you
good.
Can. This is
Damn.
A format where you can definitely speak your mind. That's why I'm asking the questions. We really be getting into it, man. It's our forum, so speak your mind, brother. Definitely.
You know, I've run into things in my life that really changed my perception of how I would look at things, and especially it's. Being where I'm from, being where we're from, that's just, it's not something that's part. It's just a part of, our life down here. It's not something that, somebody's just sitting me down saying is wrong when it comes to, anything that is wrong, homosexuality, racism, anything in that regard. It's just certain things that we come up around and they're part of us. And my biggest problem with homosexuality, not that I have a problem with any one homosexuality, one homosexual. My problem with homosexuality is that that someone out there has taken away the outpost for the grown-ass man. And that's what's so difficult for us now. Deep-seatedly and subconsciously, because of what we don't have, it's like, you know, we throw shots at all this other, you know, stuff that we really don't want to be involved with, or we really, you know, can't be involved with. There's no artist that's waving that flag saying, hey, I'm here, okay? Skinny jeans is still not a part of something I can do. I still like my three-quarter cut, you know, coach for my own confidence, and because that was just the style of where I came from. You know, I'm still down with the clean cut, but I love stepping out urban. You know what I'm saying? I like the classic kicks. You know what I mean? I like what grown men were before they fell off, and I'd be damned if I let that go for anything. I don't care if that thing is just a buoy floating out in the middle of the water. If that's the only thing I got to stand on in this day and time, that is the grown-ass man's outpost, so be it. That's what I represent.
That's what I'm
That's why
about.
I'm not
that's
leaving. I'm trying to bring that aspect back, because I promise you, bro, if we had it, you wouldn't care about Bruno. You wouldn't care how he felt, who he liked. It wouldn't matter, because you still have your Luthers and your Gerald Levert, and you still have, you know, just that grown-ass man's, you know, platform, and it's not there. It's nowhere
you
in the game
the balance.
Right now.
Right, the balance,
nowhere
you
in
know,
the game.
Like the
I'm
balance is so off.
Yeah.
It's off. It's a off. And
I'm
you know,
looking at it
like
man,
I said,
I
I'm a fan of the guy's music.
Right.
I like the guy's music. You feel what I'm saying? I like Frank Ocean's
music.
And I really don't have a problem with what he just came out and said. I have no problem at all with that. It's like, listen,
right.
If that's
right.
Your thing, do your thing. My thing.
Well,
was what you were saying
now?
Before.
Why now?
Why
like,
now?
Why, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Why
when
now?
You got the record about to drop.
We
now,
don't care, but you know we've been rocking with you for a certain way all this time, you know, thinking that that element,
crazy.
Again, that we lost is you know, it might be coming back through you. But, you know, to do that now, it's like, you know, wow, it's I mean, if you wait till, you know, a billion people are behind you and you say, all right, I don't really fuck with what half y'all talking about.
I don't really fuck with what I told you that I fuck with.
It ain't really hurting you at this point. I think that was all it was. It was like, I'm not going to do anything that's going to hurt, you know, my platform right away. But once I'm to the point where I'm comfortable enough, you know, it won't matter to anybody. You know,
well,
but
you know,
that's just
that,
me
that
looking at it from a business aspect.
I think that definitely is a perspective that I wanted to hear, you know, your perspective on it. Me and Onyx, we were thinking the same way when we did talk about it briefly. And, you know, like I said, wish the guy all the success in the world.
I'm
going to
tell you this.
Crazy.
Really, to go through that channel, to go through a channel that you know what I mean? It's the only thing I could say personally is, like, you know, you kind of came through a channel that's known for one thing, and you used that to get to where you were going. And then, you know, it turns out, you know, you kind of bamboozled a lot of your followers. That's just the truth. That's not my opinion. Like, that's
right.
The truth. Like, anyone with logic and common sense would tell you that, hey, there's some people out there that's going to have, you know, mixed feelings about this. You know, everybody ain't just going to say that's what's up. You're going to because there is, okay, when, and this is where politics come in, you know, and that's what makes it look funny. It's the fact that, you know, what you're saying is, you know, tied to not only hip hop, but it's tied to a real thorough movie soundtrack. It makes you look a certain way to your people. To your fans, to your followers, it makes you look a certain way. And when, you know, when you make a statement like that, you have to see that thrown off some of your folks. Geez, you have to. That's no more than logical. You know, you have to know before you did that, like, some of them was going to feel away. There's no getting around that. You know,
anybody who lives to represent and
really, you know, speak to the hearts and minds of you know, the urban crowd in their music, you know, well, a gentleman like myself, I stand charged and ready to do that all the way. There's no wavering. There's no, you know, I'm not going to change at any point. That's not me speaking in hatred to him. That's me telling the truth about me. That's
right, right.
There's no way that's ever going to happen. I know what I represent. I represent these guys who are dying for somebody to represent them in this time where women make more, relationships don't have the same balance, they don't have the same perception in a relationship or in a home or just in a situation in general. It's like, what does a grown ass man do? And I'm like, I'm gonna show y'all what to do. What you do, you just continue to be yourself, and I'm gonna let the music
right.
go.
Well, you know what? The thing about it is, you know, you're exactly right. There's people that's gonna feel one way. There's people gonna feel another way. You know, my son, I know my son, Bronx rapper, my son has said the exact same thing you said. Like he feels duped. He felt duped because he thought dude was one way and he's really singing about a man. And now I'm not feeling that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But there's some people that's gonna express it in one way and there's others gonna express it in others. My whole thing is that I'm thinking that the
Can
music
I give you my way?
Senses that the gay community is a big part of a profit margin, and they're actually using it to their advantage. And the gay community is the gay community because they are gay. I don't think they should be looked at as the profit margin. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you go through that community, you see what happened with Lady Gaga. So embrace that. Okay, that's all gravy if that is really you. And like
and
you said, you didn't
the gate,
start
fine.
Off saying
you know?
Right, right.
Exactly. Out the gate, you know, make that known. That's fine. It's not going to stop you from selling records, you know. They make a lot of money. So it's not going to stop
they
you from
have a lot of influence. They have a lot of influence. So more
it's not the
citizens,
most
you know
influence.
What I'm saying? Right. They
it's
got
not
tremendous
the most
influence.
Influence.
So
mm-hmm.
It's good to hear what Rel had to say about that.
Rel ain't said yet. I'm going to tell you what Rel got to say. Straight up.
Okay.
Rel got to say
okay,
that.
Yeah, Doug.
So my personal opinion, like I can go back beyond Bruno. I can go back to several other gentlemen that I really, you know, admire and respect for their craft. R. Kelly really being at the top of the list, you know, that's really something to shoot for as far as what he's achieved in this industry and the music that he put out there. He walked that fine line, that tightrope. He walked it, you know, and he doesn't get enough respect for that. He walked that tightrope. He spoke to the women, and then he really, really, really spoke to the women, and then he spoke for the men. And then he really, really, really spoke for the men. He had songs where, you know, he would make sure that the balance was maintained. And that's why I respect him over everything else and over a lot of others. That's why I respect him. And that's what, you know, that's what I'm trying to achieve. Like I said, to get to a point where I'm known as an artist who maintains that balance. I'm giving the girls what they love. And then, you know, I'm really going in sometimes giving them what they love. But then I'm speaking for the fellas because, you know, we got feelings, but we don't like crying on when we trying to display those feelings. You know, we're going to give you that one joint when we really blew it. Okay, I'm going to give you our really blew it joint, but every joint I put out ain't going to be our really blew it. You blew some stuff too, okay? And we're going to have to touch base on that because I got feelings too and – you know, we don't get credit for them because we don't say much, and y'all take that as a sign for I don't know what. It doesn't mean we don't have feelings. We just don't talk. That's just men, you know. So I try and walk that tightrope. And all these years, I've been looking at other great men outside of that one great man I mentioned. And, you know, getting to a point where I say, you know what, it could be him, you know, or it could be him, or it could be that next one, or it could be this guy to, you know, really open that door again, or it could be this one. And at some point, you know, I'll end up saying, nah, it's not him. And that's all I think about Bruno Mars. I mean, that's, you know, at one point I was like, you know what, this guy right here, he's onto something. But now I'm like, nah, it wasn't him, because he doesn't represent that outpost. Not because he's gay, but because he does not represent that outpost. The outpost that I represent, there's still no representation for it, really.
Well, Bruno Mars is
young,
gay?
In the younger generation. So that's my claim, like, to have that, you know what I mean? And bring that back.
Wait, hold on. You, this is an exclusive, right? So we talk about Frank. Oh, you just said Bruno Mars. I didn't know.
I mean,
Bruno
not Bruno.
Mars.
I meant to say Frank, not Bruno.
Okay, cool.
I meant to say Frank. I'm so sorry for that. Meant to say Frank and not Bruno.
That's all good.
Yeah.
I was to stop him there, but I was like, damn, bro.
It's like, you're not
nothing.
Him. That's all. I like what you do, and I'm still gonna like what you do, but you're not what we need. You know. You got a lot of what we like, but at the end of the day, you're not what we need. We need something
right now.
The men need something right now, and they don't have it. And if I'm pissing anybody off by saying that, hey, tough. I'm beyond the point of saying I'm sorry for it. Tough. We don't have it, okay?
Because everybody, I'm to the, if I can chat, I just want to say, I think that everybody has the right to their opinions, of course. You know, welcome to USA, where everybody can do whatever they want whenever they want it. But I think that I'm just not a fan of, I don't want to say that term, but riders. You know, I don't like people that ride with what's popular at the time or ride with what seems popular. So if it's cool to say that's what's up, you know, if you don't say that's what's up, I just like people to be themselves. And give their own opinion, have their own mind. So that's just where I stand on that situation. And then that goes off into any other thing. I like people who are themselves. I just don't do well with, I always say D-riding, but it doesn't seem appropriate. So, you know, riding.
Nah.
I don't like riders, you know, who be just going with the crowd. I like everybody to have their own mind and, you know, and do the right thing, you know. So if, hopefully, you know, he whatever his situation is, it was deemed rightfully so that he felt like he had to do that type of way. I hope he's just honest about whatever he got going on, because that's just what that's what I stand for. So we running out of time though, and I know that.
That was something that Rel touched on very, very, passionately, and I'm glad that he put that out there, because you see he felt that way, and being an R&B artist, he definitely has a different perspective on it than we do, not just being an R&B artist, but actually being an R&B artist that is in the industry, you know what I'm
relevant,
saying, has cut records. Has cut records with the biggest names in the game, and who has that admiration like I do for R. Kelly too. I totally think people gloss over R. Kelly, and if you go back to this man's records, it's just amazing. But you can see that passion. You can see that passion. You can hear that passion. For
he can hold down your whole barbecue by itself.
Oh, yeah, he's out of control.
Oh, yeah,
all his albums will run, take you to your whole barbecue, your whole wedding reception, whatever.
Yes.
Nah, he's definitely the man. You know what's funny about it? It's like, I don't think that enough people, we always talk about balance, and I don't think enough people hear a balance.
No, they thought that was perfect.
You know, so many people came out like, oh, we love it, we support you, we love it, we support you. Like, you supporting the music, or you supporting the fact that he's a gay man? Like, I don't even think people know what they support when they say that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't even think so. When you got somebody like Rel speaking on that, it's kind of like maybe people do need to hear what Rel had to say. because you don't really know what you're talking about until you really understand how people are seeing it. And like Onyx said, the riders, they just hop on a wave and ride that damn thing, you know what I'm saying, without even really thinking, like, did it come across like this, or did it come across like this?
That goes back to that consolidation effort that we were speaking on earlier, man. That's it's all about the quick flip now. What's hot? That's hot. Okay, let's get on it.
Let me get on it. You're right. Now. I was just touching on that earlier. It is crazy, and it's
everybody does it now. You know.
I'm looking forward to again. What you got.
Yeah, well, we got Rel coming back, man, so we all looking forward to that. We looking forward to your upcoming project, homie. We definitely going to post that all over Global 14 and to all our social networks. So we on your Twitters now. You know, you on ours. Make sure you follow us because we definitely going to support anything you got going on, my brother. I will be shooting you them instrumentals for you to crack them open. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. And done.
Definitely, man. Let's just all keep connected and keep that real music and real integrity and, you know, the love, like you said, it's the love of it, man, and not what these stockholders want to see because they don't want this kind of watering it down.
Right. Right. You know, they right.
I'm sorry, bro.
No.
Can you give everybody your networks that, of course, like Golden said, we have posted on Global 14. And again, everybody, if you're not familiar with global14.com, that's your main free social networking site. So head over there. Rel is on there. Golden is on there. I'm on there. It's popping. So get over there. Get your account. And if you'll give out your other networks, Rel, that would be awesome so we can keep up with what you got going on. Your fans can keep up if they haven't already been following what you got going on.
Okay. Once again, everybody, everything is pretty much under the name Official Rel Music. The only thing that's not under Official Rel Music but will be in a minute is the full-blown website. The Twitter.com is the only one that's not. Twitter is at Rel Music 803, Reverb Nation, MySpace, YouTube, they're all Official Rel Music. If you log on to any one of those pages, YouTube, MySpace, Reverb Nation, they're all Official Rel Music. I do have a Rel Street Team page on Facebook, which you can also log on. That's where DJ Conscious, a.k.a. Red Soul, a business partner of mine who handles, you know, predominantly all the media. Yeah, he's there making sure everything that I do stays posted, making sure that, you know, anyone who's trying to link up with me, we're able to do that. I also have TuneCore.com where Beautiful was, you know, posted, you know, to iTunes and Amazon, basically everywhere that you can get music. Beautiful Girl is there, TuneCore.com. Again, I think that one, no, that's Official Rel Music too. They're all Official Rel Music. So, you know, you can click on any one of those and, you know, hopefully you enjoy what you hear out there. And definitely leave comments. Let me know how you feel. Me or one of my team members are on these pages on a daily basis. So, you know, we'll definitely be keeping track of what's going on and how do people feel out there because it is a world music movement that we're on, and we want everybody, you know, possible involved. Again, I'd like to thank you all here because I don't have everybody's name, but I want to thank you for having me. I want to thank my team members, Maximus, the Maximus, my songwriter partner, who's written basically everything that you guys are hearing right now. We've been partners on. I'd like to thank Mr. Reynolds once again for Beautiful. Congratulations. Love Making Music, which will be on the way. I'd like to thank DJ Conscious, Red Soul, DJ Skills, DJ Aries in Atlanta, Hood Hard. I'd like to thank the team that I'm the president of Charlotte, North Carolina, Right Arm Music Group. Nate Pitts is the CEO, founder of that record label. Red Clay, Ron Royal, B Crazy is the producer. All affiliates of you know, that whole movement in Charlotte. And I'm looking forward to connecting with them again. It's been a while since I've been around my partners. And I think that's really it. Trey Williams, The Revelations, The Band, Bob Perry, Koch, E1, Jim Jones again, for keeping me busy, keeping me relevant, and Jada Kids, 50 Cent, you know. That's really it. And Global 14, you know, much respect to y'all in every way. And just keep growing. And holla if you need me. I'm here. You know, ladies out there, keep your lip gloss thick, your toenails done. Keep your hair did. Fellas, keep your eyelids peeled back. You know, stay on top of what you're doing. You know, and make sure you're true to it, because they always watching. And that's really it. I love you, Southeast, to the day I die. You know, I'll rest among you when it's over. But until then, I'm going hard in the name of you. That's it.
You are so fluent, and just I love the way that it comes, that you say it with no breaks, and it's just, it's perfect. Like, you are really, I can't wait to for you to get the what's due to you. You know what I'm saying? I just can't wait for you. I'm so excited for your career.
Thank you.
Golden.
I'm just as excited for you, because I mean, you guys have, you know, put on quite a thing here, and I don't know, y'all could be in a Nike shoebox on the corner, right, like, or in the alley right by the, you know, the trash dump. But you know what I'm seeing, what I'm feeling, what I'm hearing, this sounds like it's gonna be, you know, it's really gonna take off, and I hope it does that. I hope it does that for you and everybody involved. You know, it's all about everybody's forward motion, and we'll help each other get there.
That's what's up, and we really appreciate you tonight, Ro. We actually do have a call on, and I know we're going to wrap it up. Golden, and did you have anything that you wanted to say?
Yeah, just exceptional interview, you know, exceptional interview with Ro. Yeah. Definitely, you know, thank you for coming on the show, brother, and Godspeed, my man. Make that legendary music. Put it out there to the world. Get it done, man. We'll be listening for it.
Thank you, sir. Will do. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Let me check. Bring this call on out late now, and this is actually someone we know very well, Crush. Crush, are you on the line?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
It was a great interview. That was an awesome interview. Good job, Golden and Onyx and Rel. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. A lot of people don't know, this is like our year anniversary. Actually, tomorrow's the official year Global 14 Radio's been on, so I kind of just wanted to, I should have texted you and told you after you wrapped up, because I want to go over some updates and some stuff to look forward to. But definitely, Rel, appreciate you coming on. You're definitely the man, a legend in this business, and we appreciate you taking out the time.
I appreciate y'all having me. It's an honor. It really is. You know, things like this, like I said, they keep me a part of you. And that's, you know, that's where I got to take my hat off to you. You know, thank you as well. Thank you.
Oh, it's
in
all love.
So
many that's
different
what we're
ways.
Supposed
yeah,
to do.
Appreciate it.
That's right.
It's all
good. That's right. And Val, just to give you a quick background, I know I just kind of brought it on real quick. Crush has actually started G14 Radio via Jermaine Dupri's Global 14 brand. I started doing some intern with her, and then me and Golden have the cut here now on the show. So we thank Crush for allowing us to have this platform, as well as Jermaine Dupri, for the brand.
Indeed.
And like you said, we just look forward to growing, and we do, you know, we do hope for great things, and we know that they're coming. So we do, again, thank you so much for coming tonight, your humility. I have so much respect for you. I gained so much knowledge. I just love hearing all about what you have going on. So, again, like Golden said, keep in touch with us. Like Crush said, come back. We can't wait to have you.
Okay. Just say the word, man. I'm there. Golden, much respect to you, man. Much respect to you.
Yes, indeed, my brother. We definitely going to keep in touch, man. Keep that thing going, Rel. We behind you 100, man.
That's right. And we're
I appreciate it. I won't stop. I promise you that.
We're going to actually put your check on going out. And, again, anybody listening, again, www.global14.com is the site. And on Twitter and Global, I'm at Onyx254.
At the Glue,
T-H-A-G-L-U-E.
T-H-A-G-L-U-E. That's the Twitter, Golden Fleece on Global 14. Been in this piece for a year. Y'all heard it.
That's yes, right. And we got a lot of great things coming. Best believe that.
Right.
You know, I know a lot of people are listening, and they probably can't believe it's been a year, but, you know, the strong survive. We're here. We're going to keep going. This year was a lot of trial and error. You know, I appreciate you guys being very professional. I know times were hard, but, you know, that shows your professionalism. When things got hard, you guys still stayed on. So definitely I appreciate it. You guys know that, you know, we're kind of like, I've been talking about splitting the divisions because this is talk radio. This is another division, and then I'm trying to take the brand a little bit more visual because I am out here in L.A., but we're still going to be supporting each other. I know a lot of people keep asking to pretty much people want to be a part of Global 14 Radio, but at this time, I just want to let everybody know, being a part of Global 14 Radio means that you already have some type of buzz. Like, we've been on for a year, so if you already haven't had your show, we really can't put you on because it's been a lot of hard work put into it, so it's not going to be an automatic thing pretty much anymore. So, but either way, we're going to keep going, and like I said, I appreciate you guys. The cut, you guys have been consistent. Your numbers are going up, and that's exactly what we wanted. So, you know, this next coming year, sky's the limit.
You guys heard it.
All right,
Global 14 Radio.
All day. All right, you guys are doing a great job. Once again, thank you, Rel. And I got to run and take my puppy out before he boo-boo on my carpet.
Oh, you can't have that.
Get him out there.
Yeah, I'll just keep it real. This little dog, man.
He's on
Pacific
Standard Time, so.
He's probably looking at her right now, too. He's probably looking at her right now like, you know what this look means.
Yeah.
I need to go outside.
Yeah. Yeah, he was in, he's about to start barking any minute. Like, really? You just going to jump on the phone like that? But you hear that?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
All right. All love you guys,
outside.
And I'll talk to you soon.
Hold on. Have a good night.
Thank you, Ralph, for hanging in with us. We loved it. It was a special episode. We're going to ride out to your track, Beautiful. And thank you, everybody. Tune in next week, next Wednesday, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard. Golden, anything? Any last words, homie?
Nah,
anybody?
Nah, yo. We out this piece.
All righty.
Ever since you were born, baby, you were blessed. With a gift that no one else could ever take. Who would have thought that you'd grow up to be? Such a vision for everyone to see. You could stop the world dead in its tracks. Simply walking by with a smile attached. Just one look at you and life ain't so bad. Can't help but let you know that you're so beautiful.